You've heard the expression, some people are so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, that quote ties rather nicely to John 14, verse 6, the powerful apologetics passage that we're looking at.
John, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, we've talked about Jesus being the way and the truth. He also claimed to be the life. The word means the fullness of life. So we need to learn to look at life from his perspective, a heavenly perspective.
And this kind of explodes the myth that Christians are the kind of people who live with their heads stuck in the clouds.
I know, the idea seems to be that trusting Jesus means the end of life on earth. The Bible says Christians become new creations now.
Yeah.
It's not the end, it's just the beginning. It's not delayed, it starts today and lasts for eternity.
But Alec, let's be realistic here. Christian living is tough, and that's not so attractive.
Well, not from an earthly perspective, perhaps, but those who are heavenly minded, they're no longer storing up treasures on earth. They're storing up treasures in heaven. Remember martyred missionary Jim Elliot, who penned these words, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." However, along with self-sacrifice is a startling reality. As C.S. Lewis famously said, "Aim at heaven, you get earth thrown in. Aim at earth, and you get neither." C.S. Lewis came to Christianity kicking and screaming, yet his autobiography is titled Surprised by Joy. Jesus said, I am the life, and when you trust in him, you will experience the fullness of life, now and for all eternity.
That's Alec McClellan with Reason Why, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People. If you'd like to hear today's program again, you can do that at our website, reasonwhy.org. reasonwhy.org.